I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from the back page with Bo here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Hump day. Hour number two, noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get back into the big story of the day at the top of the 1 o'clock hour as some of the midweek quotes are coming out from Flowery Branch and Raheem Morris met with the media earlier today. Zach Robinson was is answering questions, as we speak up there. So we will see what they say and relay some of that to you. Obviously, Wednesday is the day the Dukes and Bell broadcast live from Flowery Branch. So they'll be at the Ticketmaster Studios today from 2 to 6. Raheem will stop by, so we'll get a chance to talk to him. And Mark Schlereth is going to join us at 1:20 as well, as he always does on Wednesdays, our Odyssey NFL insider. He was on the call for the Patriots game on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So he just got done watching the Patriots play and can tell us as much about them as anybody can. So that'll be good.
It was so funny because a listener sent this to us, but my wife was talking about this all morning about these damn monkeys that had escaped. Hey, man, watch yourself. That's what I'm saying. If you're in Mississippi now, truck carrying some research monkeys, some potentially infected with hepatitis C, that herpes and COVID.
They got herpes monkeys on the loose.
That rumor was shot down.
Oh, okay,
they didn't
good.
Have any diseases. There's just monkeys. There are monkeys.
I like this sound. I like them sound better.
Sounds crazy.
It's a more interesting
crazy
story. Yeah.
But my thing is this. There's some monkeys on the loose down in Mississippi.
That's right.
All right? So don't be that guy or that gal.
Aww. There's just one out there.
Come
only
here.
One
you
left.
Know, you know,
what kind are we talking about?
I don't know.
Because there's a lot of different size discrepancies.
All I know is this.
I'll punch one of those little.
This is all I'm going to tell y'all about that. Okay? Y'all go over there messing with them. Because you know when they talk about when you see a dog, you put your hand out there to let them sniff it and all that stuff. Don't be that person. Get your damn arm ripped off. Mess around with no mean monkey with hepatitis C. All right? Hey, fella, don't worry. I won't hurt ya. And those are the people that be missing limbs and getting their ears ripped off by them damn monkeys.
Yeah, look,
leave a monkey alone.
If you're
does not want to go home with you and be bubbles.
If you're
right?
in Mississippi and you see a wild monkey, you should definitely avoid the monkey.
But no, that's not that. They're in Mississippi. Ain't no monkeys in Mississippi.
Exactly.
So they're going to be like, oh,
exactly.
My God, it's a monkey.
That monkey's not supposed to be there.
You also don't have to take the rifle out of your back of your truck and shoot it.
Yeah,
leave the monkey alone.
I'm going to put some lead up in him.
Let him shoot a monkey?
Hell yeah, I'll shoot a damn monkey. A wild monkey?
It's not a wild monkey.
Most
that's a research monkey.
Yeah. It's a smart monkey.
If you live in Mississippi.
That means it probably has predetermined dislike for humans
no
already.
There are monkeys in Mississippi. So if there's a monkey in Mississippi, he wild.
He's not supposed to be out.
I'm going
to
pop a cap in his head.
I'm calling somebody.
Because the thing about
get him back where he's supposed to be. He's probably scared.
Man, please.
That monkey doesn't want to be there.
Man, please.
That monkey wants to go back to trying on lipstick so people can
I'm going to shoot him in
look good at prom.
Whatever.
Okay?
You let him. So a deranged monkey running up on Andy.
I didn't say deranged.
I'm telling you, I'm asking you.
Well, if it's deranged and I have a rifle, these are extreme examples.
I think by the time you figure out it's deranged,
they just said aggressive towards humans.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay?
All right.
Aggressive towards humans.
But again, how big is he? If he's one of these little...
He's 16 pounds.
I'll beat the absolute brakes off
that.
A 16-pound
huh? You got a cat that weighs it.
Yeah.
Your cat
if
got
you
a cat
would tear
your
you up.
Your
I'm
cat,
saying
if
you
not
can't
a big
beat
monkey.
Up a 16-pound monkey,
your cat,
then you deserve
your cat
to
got that
get what's coming to you.
Your cat got them bump, that bumpy?
For sized context, it's not a big monkey.
16 pounds?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a newborn
monkey.
Baby, practically.
Yeah, you let him come out there, mess around,
that
foaming from the mouth. I'm
going to
clock
off.
Him, too.
You don't think you can beat up a 16-pound monkey? You've said you could beat up a bear.
I told you, I catch him right on the right day. I catch him on the right day when all these joints.
Let's keep it 100 here.
Let me catch him on a good day when it's warm.
First day out of hibernation, hadn't eaten in a while,
yeah,
it's weak.
I catch him on the right
barely
day
standing.
When these joints and knees feeling good. Oh, I tussle with a bear. I don't mess with monkeys,
16-pound monkey. I'll plunk that monkey back up into the
just
tree.
Just the small monkeys, or are you not?
I don't mess with monkeys, man. I don't
probably
mess
a smart strategy.
I don't mess with no monkey, man. Yeah. I don't like nothing that can – you know, be swinging from trees.
That's true. They have tails. The
tail
is definitely
hanging from their feet.
The tail's a factor.
Yeah, I ain't got time for no monkey.
Plus, they have hands for feet.
But I'm just telling you. I would, well, you let one run up on me, man, I got that new driver that I ain't used yet. I just found it in the garage, Andy. Like, I bought this driver like 5-6 years ago. And just, I was like, what is that? In that damn box, it's a damn driver.
What kind is it?
Was it Titleist?
Oh, yeah. Great.
Dude, never even forgot I bought it. But yeah.
That's monkey defense now.
I'm talking about Andy.
You better be holding it when he runs up on you because you're not going to be able to go get it.
Dude, I'm going to beat that damn monkey.
That's what I'm
probably
saying.
Just kick this monkey.
I got a really T-ball bat in the back of my car right now just in case stuff pops off.
Is it protection?
Yeah. Just in case a monkey or anybody else has a problem.
I wish a monkey would. But damn, you got a damn nasty ass monkey on the loose. Yeah. All right? So be careful now in that Mississippi.
There's an update. The monkeys are bigger than expected.
Ah.
Oh.
Okay.
That changes. 40 pounds.
A 40-pound monkey.
That's different. That's different.
They were 16 pounds yesterday.
And it's 40 pounds.
They're growing. They're growing.
Man,
that's what those medical things can do to
what
you.
What were they testing on them? HGH?
Like no, that's... were they like the ooze?
Yeah. It's the secret of the ooze. It's the secret of the ooze right now. Mississippi. All right, let's get to a college football corner.
Hey, better watch that 40-pound monkey.
40 pounds is a lot.
Yes.
That changes things. All right. Georgia, Florida, Saturday afternoon, 3:30, ABC, Jacksonville. You've played in this game three times.
Yes.
Three times.
Yes.
Probably never right after Florida fired their coach.
No.
Yeah.
Never done that. I think, you know, with the 2 weeks, we have fun with it, but it is a real thing, the new coach energy. You got 2 weeks.
It is.
I anticipate Florida doing a lot of different things. I think there's going to be a lot of tempo going. It's going to be in their favor early. I can already tell you. They get the ball first, they're going to go down and score on Georgia. Yep. And they're going to be like, oh, it's going to be the hoopla. Because DJ Lagway is a damn good player. In my opinion, I know the numbers aren't looking like it, but I think this is a damn good quarterback.
Jaden Baugh's a really
good
runner.
He's a really good runner.
Really
and then
good.
That young damn boy, Dallas, can ball.
Yeah.
And so they got some good players on defense, too. But I think, you know, the new coach energy, the new wrinkles that they're going to come with, it's going to catch Georgia and put Georgia on their heels.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, certainly new coach energy, but also I just think it's like – you don't know what they're going to throw at you.
Exactly.
Energy.
Exactly.
And also, nothing to lose energy.
Yes.
Because none of these guys are going to get that job. Like, no one's coaching to be the next Florida head coach. You're coaching for whatever your next opportunity might be. And if you can resurrect this thing a little bit, you beat the number 5 team in the country or whatever, go on a little run down the stretch, like, that's a nice resume piece for this coaching staff.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that they are talented. Like once they got some good players. Once they got healthy, and they've only been healthy for a little
while. And like you mentioned this 3 weeks ago, DJ Lagway's practicing now. Who'd they beat? They beat Texas.
It's funny how he finally looked like a SEC quarterback.
Yes.
When he got to practice for a week and he got his wide receiver back.
Yes.
And then they lost that game to A&M, but then they beat Mississippi State, who still hadn't won a SEC game, by the way. They will this weekend, or somebody will this weekend, because Arkansas plays Mississippi State. Neither of them has an SEC win, but one of them will at the end of the weekend. But, yeah, no, I think that it's going to be one of those ones. And this is also just what Georgia is this year in reality. It's probably going to be pretty stressful. Like, Georgia's better than Florida.
Yep.
I think over the course of 60 minutes, they'll figure it out and get there.
Yep.
But it might take them 55.
Yeah.
Like
I mean,
it has.
That's just what it's going to be. That's just the way this team is right now. That's what I anticipate how this game is going to be played out. I think the thing with Georgia is that, you know, I think B.A. was talking when we had B.A. yesterday. He mentioned, and he's absolutely correct, that the offensive line is getting healthier.
Yeah.
And as they've gotten healthy, they've gotten better.
Yep.
They got to be able to run the football. Gunner is playing really, really good. He's playing some really good ball. I know Kobe Young was a really good player for us, but this kid from A&M is supposed to be, you know, you gave him a whole bunch of
Noah
bread
Thomas.
To come. You gave him a whole lot of bread to come. They're probably, and they're the same body type, too. Mm-hmm. They're tall, long, big receivers.
It's also nice, and I know especially for you.
Hell yeah.
To see what they're doing with the tight ends.
Hell yeah, it is.
Lost luck. He had 3 touchdowns.
3 tugs.
Against Ole Miss.
3 tugs.
Georgia pass catcher hadn't had a 3-touchdown game since Muhammad Massaquoi,
I think
was the last player that did that.
My boy.
Pretty cool, to see that name pop up. But, I think it'll be a good one on Saturday afternoon. Texas hosting Vanderbilt
Watch out.
At noon.
Well, you mentioned
as long as Arch plays.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I didn't realize Arch was dealing with the concussion.
Yeah, he's got a concussion.
Okay.
He played well in the second half of that game for them to come.
Don't kick it to.
Yeah, don't. What's the kid's name? Don't kick it to the punt returner for Texas, yeah. Man. Mississippi State found that one out on Saturday. The Vanderbilt story is incredible, though, man. They keep beating good teams. And Missouri's a good team.
They are
and
a good team.
They beat them on Saturday at home, game day and all that.
Where's game day this week?
They're Utah.
Oh, okay. Oh, Utah-Cincinnati?
Yeah, I believe they're Cincinnati at Utah.
Oh, really?
It's a long day.
That's a long game.
A late game.
Play at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Miami's back after that loss. They're going to SMU.
That's a sneaky one, too,
That's a sneaky one for Miami. Can they bounce back from that one? Let's see. Indiana's going to murder Maryland.
Yeah, probably.
What was the noon game I saw this morning that I was thinking about?
Penn State, Ohio State was supposed to be good, but obviously that's not the case any longer.
Yeah.
Penn State doesn't have a conference win.
That's crazy.
They're 0-4 in the
Big
Ten.
They were just number three.
They were
number two.
And they were in the Final Four last year. I mean, they were,
Is it Duke and Clemson? I knew it. I'll find it.
Navy and North Texas?
No, it was another 1 o'clock game.
What are you laughing for? That's a big game for the group of five.
It's a big game. I wouldn't have thought that would be the one Randy was thinking
of.
No,
that was not the one I was thinking about. But
maybe it was.
Who knows?
Was talking to me off air about that North Texas quarterback.
You remember that?
He didn't know his name, but he's like, that guy.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that guy.
Yeah, he threw for 600 yards while you were gone.
Yeah, he's going to be the John Mateer of this transfer portal, where they're going to try to take that coach and him as a package somewhere. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Oklahoma-Tennessee playing a de facto elimination game.
Pretty much.
Which is pretty brutal for Oklahoma.
Oh, no, that is it right there. The Texas-Vanderbilt game is the new game.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's the new game. And I was like, with Vanderbilt going to Texas at noon and everything like that, but I didn't realize the whole thing with Arch and his status. But, I mean, I think, you know, overall, when you look at it, you talk about the elimination for Texas-Oklahoma. Also, you know, can Miami bounce back? I mean, they're going on the road to SMU, and that's another noon game on the road. You know, a highly ranked team going into an unranked team. We remember SMU was in the damn playoffs last year.
They were.
And they still got a lot of those dudes back.
Pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
Like, the quarterback is still there and everything.
And so can Miami, you know, they had a week to prepare and all those licked their wounds. Can they bounce back, man? Because this is where Carson gets in trouble, coming off of a raggedy-ass game like he played in his last game. Mm-hmm. And with that opportunity to go on the road like that, can he? Because they're going to be packed in Dallas. I don't know a lot about SMU since, you know, their crowd, but, I mean, I think it's going to be a rocking atmosphere, and Carson better be careful.
What's with the Sark to the NFL stuff?
I have no clue.
Like, where's that coming from?
Where is it coming from, and why is it coming from?
Why? I mean, he's doing a fine job at Texas, and we talk about losing big games and all that, but they beat Oklahoma in the Red River game a couple weeks ago. Like, what? People really want that? The NFL team kind of clamoring for that one?
I don't subscribe to that.
Yeah, I don't.
Texas has had a rough year.
Okay, they've had a rough year.
It might get real rough.
So what's the
– to Vandy, lost to Georgia.
No, I got you, but
– we understand.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you got to keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice to have options. Nice to have people thinking about
it. Okay. This is like an agent playing the...
Well, it's not the agent. It's from his representatives, though non-agent representatives, but yeah.
Right. So they're kind of getting in front of it. Like, oh, okay, you don't like Sark anymore? Well, they want him over there. Got it. I see what they're doing. A little public relations game. Understood. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you got to keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.